You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
In many ways, a marriage is a financial enterprise. There are bills to pay, assets to manage, and records to keep track of. In many marriages, one partner handles all of the money matters, and this may work fine until that spouse passes away. The surviving spouse is then especially vulnerable if key documents and information are hard to find or understand. A great strategy would be to head off problems by keeping a financial notebook. This notebook would be accessible to their loved one in a time of loss. So don't let a difficult conversation get in the way of protecting your loved ones.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Coach, today the term is Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, well, Jekyll and Hyde, we've heard of that over the years, right? Jekyll
Certainly.
And Hyde. Everyone knows Jekyll and Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes.
But it's a slang term that either is referring to the strength and weaknesses of a company's financial statements or an asset that suddenly increases or decreases in value. Mm-hmm. In other words, you'll get the annual report of a company, or you'll be doing research on a company, deciding if you want to invest or buy the company many times if you're trying to, you know, look at investments in businesses. And everything looks great, but there could be some toxic assets in there you don't know about, or they don't appear first by looking at it. Well, what if you had a health insurance company before Obamacare came? You know, everything was good. Everyone's trucking along. You're making money. And then Obamacare came. That was a potential threat down the road you didn't realize. Another thing, the guy who made the buggies back in the day when they had horse and buggies. And if you were investing in the buggy company, gosh, he was the best buggy company around. No one could beat his buggies. And then Mr. Ford showed up with his Model T and boom. So Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, it was a great looking company until it wasn't. And we see this a lot. And well, what about a taxi cab company these days? You know, taxi cabs are hating the Ubers and the Lyfts out there, the ride sharing programs that are coming. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, they had a monopoly almost. And so they were making a lot of money. So if you invested in a taxi cab company the day before Uber came out, you're not sitting too pretty now, are you?
Exactly.
Whereas, let's say you had a little known device inside a company. There was a company called Cree years ago, and this was Cree. Cree still exists. They make the fancy light bulbs, the light bulbs that are not required to be the Thomas Edison kind of light bulbs.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And they're getting brighter and brighter. But they had to make their own crystals to make these LED bulbs. So they grow their own crystals in the lab.
Ooh.
And one day, and of course they put that in their stock statements, and they separated the company out that made the crystals. But one day they said, hey, this crystal company, these crystals are pretty strong. They could almost be a diamond substitute. Right. So no one even knew that existed there. But because the crystals looked like diamonds and were tough like diamonds, they weren't diamonds, but they looked like it. They almost were better, you know, flawless kind of things that came out. So that was a upward event instead of a downward event when you figured out that. So you never know what's in that company report, do you?
So that's why it's so important, like we say every single week, to look at both the pros and the cons, the positive side and the negative side, so you get that full picture.
Well, it also shows there's a lot of luck or bad luck in investing in stocks, even if you do a lot of research. And that's why there aren't billionaires out there just based on company reports or past performance. Past performance never guarantees anything, and technology is constantly changing. Disruptions in every industry, that disruptions come in. These are people trying to do things better or taking what you're doing and making it simpler and knocking you out of the equation. It happens a lot of times out there. So just when things are going on fine, you could be derailed. And so just we see a train going down the track every now and then just falls off the track. That's what happens. And so you never know.
So this is the sort of thing that you see a lot in investing. So how can we then transition to a successful retirement?
Well, you don't have all your eggs in one basket, and you don't get overconfident thinking you know everything about a particular company.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the company doesn't know what's going to happen next with their industry. You may be the best company in your field, but that's not saying that the field may change or someone may swoop in like a meteorite, land in your field and destroy your company.
So you need to be properly diversified.
Yep.
If you're worried that you're not properly diversified, if you are worried that your advisor is not correctly looking at your entire situation, then today is the day to get that second set of eyes on your plan. Make sure that you are on the right track. The number to call is 800-604 1099 to reach Coach Pete's personal hotline. He'll get you in touch with your local financial coach so that you can ensure that you are on the right track to a successful retirement. Again, that number, 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Every family needs to consider renting a safe deposit box, or at the very least, investing in a fireproof container that can withstand 1700 degrees Fahrenheit for 1 hour. You should also know the contents of your safe deposit box or fireproof container. So the question may be, what are those documents? The top five are birth, death, and marriage certificates, durable power of attorney, property deeds and mortgage papers, savings and investment certificates, and wills. You may also want to include passports and social security cards. For a full list, you can pick up a copy of best-selling author Coach Pete's book, Financial Safari, or you can contact your local financial coach.